Almost 20 years after fighting stopped over Azerbaijan's breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh province, this mountainous land still holds its deadly secrets. Nick Smart leads a team of 190 men demining Nagorno-Karabakh, a remote province controlled for almost a quarter century by ethnic Armenians.
We're still 20 years on finding perfectly functioning mines that are still killing people. The ones that we're finding that are in good order are in very good order, and you know, probably will remain so for another 10 years.
Since the year 2000, the Halo Trust has cleared 75% of the known minefields and cluster bomb areas in Nagorno-Karabakh. Experts have discovered and detonated about 66,000 bombs. But Nagorno-Karabakh still has one of the world's highest per capita rates for landmine accidents, according to SMART.
The biggest problem remains in the green areas now, in these areas outside of traditional Karabakh. Now, this is fertile farmland, strategically important during the war, but now remains very attractive farmland to the rural communities.
Rising food prices are prompting Armenian farmers to cultivate lowland wheat fields mined 20 years ago during heavy fighting with Azeri soldiers for control of Nagorno-Karabakh.
But in Nagorno-Karabakh, lowland farming fields inevitably run to security zones where the two armies face each other from trench lines. On Tuesday at the G8 summit in Northern Ireland, the leaders of Russia, France, and the United States urged Armenia and Azerbaijan to abstain from war and to find a peaceful solution. But also on Tuesday, Russia's Vedomosti newspaper reported that Russia is selling $1 billion in tanks, artillery cannons, and rocket launchers to Azerbaijan. In Yerevan, capital of Armenia, Richard Girigosyan, a think tank director, worries about the fragile peace.
We have our own arms race in this region, where both sides are compelled to keep pace with increasing defense budgets, as well as procurement of more offensive weapons.
Here in Nagorno-Karabakh, people are recovering from the last war. They do not want the same trauma to fall on the next generation. James Brook, VOA News, Stepanakert, Nagorno-Karabakh.